Hey everyone, it's time for your weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, the host of this program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. So let's take a look at how helping others can help ourselves. I'm sure we're all well aware that when we find ourselves able to assist someone else, to do something caring and helpful for another, we tend to feel naturally better than when we're being selfish or self-centered. I think we're all built to give and to love. And so when we do, something inside us feels content and satisfied and in harmony. It brightens our lives. These actions end up helping ourselves with that sense of peace and rightness. Not to mention that innate sense of having accomplished something good, that feeling that happens when we're doing good for another. This broader reach away from the selfish and into the selfless, out into the world of others, is something we can cultivate not only in our behavior, but in our thoughts, in our perspective, and in our prayers. This movement from a personal sense of looking at things to an impersonal love and care can really bring healing in our own lives while helping others at the same time. So here's what I'm talking about. When we're faced with a problem, physical, financial, career, relationships, or whatever, we tend to pray or try to solve things by focusing on ourselves. How can I feel better? What did I do wrong? How can I fix things? Or even how can God reach me and make it all better? This personalized way of thinking about our issues and concerns is possessive. We take those problems and we own them. They are us. And when we think from this perspective, we bring into our prayers and solution seeking all that we know about us or think that we know about us. We layer our concerns with all our fears and doubts, our own history, our own beliefs of mistake or unworthiness or whatever. So our prayers come with a lot of extra garbage. They aren't as pure and they unknowingly put a lot of conditions on things. But I found that as I separate the problem from self, impersonalize it, consider it even as if I am praying for someone else, bringing them a sense of rightful peace and well-being in my thought, I'm able to approach things with more clarity and expectation. If I separate the problem from my personal sense of it all, I come at it with more love, as I would if I was caring for another when called upon. And then it loses its grip on me. It becomes, in that more selfless approach, something that can and must be taken care of. I bring that unbiased truth to things, and that's more powerful for healing. I can sometimes look at things confronting me in my own experience, and then I decide to pray about it as a world belief, something that needs to be obliterated from the lives of others. When I pray about it that way, not for myself, but for the world, so others don't have to experience suffering or loss or fear or lack, I'm not saying that I do it easily all the time, but when I do that, it's so much more helpful and aligns my thoughts so much more with what is good and right and pure and giving and loving. We tend to become so mesmerized by our own condition. And we do take it very personally, so it's hard to let go. But doing so can be so healing. To stop being so focused on self and to focus on others, and especially on God as the one and only power that's good, breaks that mesmerism. It opens our eyes to the healing angels that are instructive to us and saving. And those angels that work for us individually, and they also bring new light to the world as well. I mean, it's totally a win-win. Lately, I've found myself praying with the 23rd Psalm a lot, especially in the night when I've had trouble sleeping. I know it by heart, so it comes to me, and it's always a very, very clear, beautiful psalm to ease the thought. A few lines of it, if you don't know it, read as follows. This is from the King James Version that I know so well. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And it goes on and it concludes this way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that psalm has always provided very personal comfort to me, as I'm sure it did for the writer of it, and so many years ago, and to all those individuals who have turned to it in trials through the ages. But the other night, I was led to it again as I was worrying about some things and couldn't sleep. And it came to me to pray this prayer for us all, not just for little me. It took a simple change to do that from I and me to we and our. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us all to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us all beside the still waters. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I found that prayer to be so reassuring to me, and I drifted naturally off to sleep, and I woke refreshed. It reflected Jesus' words about us all, as he said, about being cared for individually and fully as a shepherd cares for each one of his sheep. All of those individuals I might have been worrying about a little bit were being cared for. I was praying in acknowledgement that the still waters and green pastures, the goodness and mercy, were available to one and all. And in that, it was also God who was maintaining that for everyone. And therefore, also for me. I was just naturally a part of the us. It's not all about you. But the truth and love we feel for and share with others takes us in too. The less we dwell on self, the more we tend to feel the benefits of the selfless love. I think it's because when we give up the sense of separation and separateness that self sense brings, then we're really on to something. We're on to the healing truth, which is that we are one with God and one with his creation, with all his ideas. Truth is healing. A lie or a limiting belief isn't. So starting with God, with truth, with that oneness and thinking and praying selflessly with less self, we bring the truth to bear on things, helping others because of our earnest love and helping ourselves by being a giver of love. So in that, acknowledging that we have it to give. I hope some of this makes sense. As always, I'd love to hear from you if you have questions or want to set up a session with me. I'd love to help you get clear on your spiritual journey, to help obliterate any roadblocks to that rightful progress, joy, and satisfaction. Just reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or comment on the podcast page or through Facebook posts or Facebook Messenger. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week.